قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Islamic Pulse's talk show. We're talking about the holy months of Muharram and Safar, as well as the importance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his sacrifice, his martyrdom, and how it applies to our daily lives, how it applies to the modern era. Now, here with me in the studio to talk about this discussion is Sheikh Muhammad Hussein. Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam, Sayyid, thank you for having me.
So it's great to have you again, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, talking about this this divine sacrifice, this blessed and holy sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family, his companions, and how despite the passing of thousands of years, this is still very much alive. It is very much fresh and it is growing stronger day by day, even despite all of these COVID lockdowns and the such. You know, we've talked about a whole bunch of different things in the past programs, and I'd like to again open the discussion and see what you have for us, which is new, when we talk about the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and how it applies to us today.
Yes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Again, Sayyid, thank you for having me. When we look at the sacrifice and the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and the stance that they took in defending the religion of Islam, as you said, this event took place thousands of years ago.
Right.
But every year, it's like it just happened recently.
Yes.
And it's a chance for us to press that reset button in our lives and really reflect as to what's the meaning of our lives, why are we living, what's the purpose behind our living.
MashaAllah.
And the movement of Karbala, it's so multidimensional that everyone and anyone from all walks of life can draw lessons or a lesson from that movement, and they can apply to their own lives.
Even if they're non-Muslims.
Even if they're non-Muslims.
Yes.
Of any denomination, there are lessons from the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, from the event of Karbala, that someone can use in their own personal lives.
Right.
Now, today I would like to speak a bit about sabr, or what we call patience in English.
Mm-hmm. Patience, right.
And that is something which is needed so much, especially in these times with the COVID virus, everyone's being home. Some people are being laid off from their jobs, you know, and the only quality that can get you through these things that are going on now is patience.
These difficult times, troubling times, stressful times is patience, yes.
Exactly. Now, if you look at the movement of Karbala and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he epitomized what patience means.
Right.
Okay, because here you have an individual who is going with his family members. He knows that they are going to be killed. And I'm not speaking about family members who are grown.
Right.
They have lived lives.
Or they are very distant family members you don't even know.
Exactly.
They're close family. These are close
These
family
are his
members.
Close family members.
His own children, yes.
Children from the young age of 6 months old. Now this man is carrying them to a place where he knows. Now he has no doubt before he leaves. He knows that they are going to be brutally killed. Not just killed, they're going to be brutally killed. And yet still, he goes to this place called Karbala and he watches each and every one of them become massacred.
And this, of course, brings in the concept of patience.
Exactly. Because, okay, you can say that he goes to the battlefield and he himself was killed first.
Right.
But that is not the case. He is like the captain of this ship. it's going down, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And
right.
he, as a captain, is, he wants to be the last one to go. So he witnesses his friends and his families, and his family become martyred. Now, what a big test this is for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson of the Holy Prophet.
Right. He could have easily ran from the battlefield. He could have left the side of truth and justice. You know, he could have just done hands up and said, falsehood wins.
Yes.
You know, I have nothing to do with Islam or the message. Yes. But no, he didn't do that. He, as you so beautifully said, witnessed the shahadat, the martyrdom, the merciless martyrdom of his family members with patience. Please yes. continue.
So he witnesses this these tragedies, and he remains patient, he remains steadfast, he doesn't kick up a fuss, he doesn't become depressed, because right. he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on his side, right. and he knows that he is defending the truth.
And he's defending the right cause, he's defending the cause of Allah. Ahsant, yes.
And I would just like us to look at the Holy Quran for a second. This book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to guide us, it has all the answers in it.
Mashallah.
Now, we spoke about difficult times with the COVID virus and people needing patience. But if you look at the Holy Quran multiple times, mm-hmm. it speaks about being patient.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For instance, in the second surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 45, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَىٰ and seek help through patience and prayer.
Right.
Now, the first word that comes here is patience before prayer. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَىٰ. This shows the importance of patience.
Right.
Then in other parts of the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ صَابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah is with the patient ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the Quran itself, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphasizes being patient. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, him being the custodian of the Holy Quran, after the Holy Prophet, he knows this.
Yes.
He epitomizes this. And he shows us, and he shows the enemies, the true meaning of sabr and patience.
Right.
Even on the battlefield.
Right.
The enemies were, they themselves, you know, they were surprised, they were shocked. They were saying, this man just had his friends and family killed, and look at the composure he has.
Right, subhanAllah.
They themselves, they said that this is hadith, that it's narrated, that right. the enemies of, in Karbala, they would look at Imam Hussein, or they would look at each other, and they would say, look at this man. How does one remain so composed
right.
in the face of adversity?
I even read somewhere that they said that as the day of Karbala moved forward, it progressed, the nur and the light on the face of Imam Hussein would increase. And this again is the enemy side who's saying this.
Ahsant.
That as these people were, they were martyred, his friends, his family, the pangs and the pain of thirst and hunger is increasing in the people around him, the nur and the composure, as you say, the light of Imam Hussein would increase.
MashaAllah. Now, we are speaking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and him being patient. Now, you may have someone who's, you know, wants to put up an argument, and they may say, okay, maybe he was just scared.
Right.
Maybe because he knew he was outnumbered, that what else do you want him to do?
Right.
He has to just remain there and be patient, quote unquote. But we answer with the reply as no. This was not patience as something, as him being frightened. This was actually him being brave.
Yes.
The opposite. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was showing his bravery, showing his steadfastness
right.
by remaining patient.
Right.
Because as you said, he could have fled the battlefield.
Right.
Now that is being frightened.
That's being frightened.
That's being, you know, uneasy in the face of adversity.
Or begging for mercy. He
yes.
could have said that these children are dying of thirst, you know, we have nothing to do with this mission, we're gonna, you know, hands up. But no, you see that he remains steadfast. I want to bring in something before we run out of time.
Yes.
And that is this idea. So some people, they have this you know, misconception that patience means not doing anything. It means being passive, or it means just, you know, taking the punches as they come, and this is patience. I actually, read from Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei once. He actually has a whole book on the definition of patience, and he brings in these things. He has defined patience as meaning steadfastness.
Yes.
Patience meaning putting up a fight, resisting, despite having these trials and tribulations come your way, right?
Exactly.
So it was a very beautiful and interesting and very profound way of explaining patience. And we bring in Imam Hussein here too, right? That his patience was not that he was, as you said, he wasn't just kind of taking the punches that were being given to him. No, he stood there, he remained steadfast upon the path of truth and justice. And that remaining steadfast, despite difficulties and trials and calamities, is what is called patience.
Yes. So, as you said, Said, he was not just there taking the punches.
Yes, right.
He was actually active as well in the battlefield while he was patient.
Right.
He was busying himself in namaz, in salah, in prayer, in reading the Holy Quran. And he would actually come out on the battlefield when the arrows and the spears are being thrown and shot at him, and perform his salah.
Right.
Now look at the bravery of this man. He is maintaining a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the battlefield while he's outnumbered, while his life is in danger, and still displaying this patience. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was just not, as they say in Farsi, bi fa'al.
He
was very fa'al, he was very active.
Yes.
While on the battlefield, while his family members and friends were being martyred, he was maintaining his salah, his prayer. He was reading his Quran.
Right.
It is said in the narration that Imam Hussein, for the entire night, he would be up reciting Quran, performing his salah. So
and he was even giving sermons during the day of Ashura, telling the enemy forces who he is, what his lineage is, what his position is, right? He was still giving them advice, advising them to join the side of truth, advising them to not make a mistake which they will regret. So he was very, and if you look at him at the end, at the last battle, when he was fighting and he was defending Islam, and the amount of arrows and wounds that he incurred, but he continued to fight. Right,
yes.
He continued to be active in this defense of Islam. Please continue.
Yeah, so Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as you said, he on the battlefield, he never backed down. This is the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he had that in his lineage, in his blood, in his veins.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemies, they knew this. So they also knew that in order for them to defeat this imam, they had to, starve him of water, of food, so that he could become a bit weak on the battlefield when he's fighting. And
kill his family members
in
order to weaken him.
And still.
Still, yes.
On the day when it was his turn to go and fight them, he killed so many of them, He slaughtered so many of them that It's something really amazing for someone.
It is amazing, right?
Yeah.
They say that the army of Yazid would flee in terror as they saw this courage and this bravery of Imam Hussein as he charged into their ranks, right? And this is after a day of picking up the bodies of his friends, his relatives, 72 people. I don't know, it came in my mind, so I'd like to put it forth. I think a lot of people, they've never been to a burial of a person. They've never done the ghusl of a dead body. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend, and I will tell you that one dead body is incredibly heavy.
Yes.
You need 5, 6, 7 people to be able to turn this body over. And every time I think about that, I think about Imam Hussein and how difficult it must have been for a man in his late 50s. I mean, he's an old man, right? 56, 57 plus. For an old man to pick up 72 bodies, in one day, I mean, it's very, very painful.
Yes. But this was our imam. And these are the lessons that they left for us.
And the patience.
The patience, you know. So the take-home message for our viewers today, you know, whatever you're going through,
yes,
with the COVID situation or maybe some other situation in your life.
Yeah, unemployment, financial troubles.
Exactly.
You have problems at school.
Exactly.
Problems, yes.
We're all faced with difficulties at some point in our life, whether we are rich, whether we are poor, whether you're middle class. The take-home message will be, you know, just hang in there. You know,
right.
Help is on the way, better is coming.
Right.
And maintain that sabr and that patience.
Right.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help you through your difficulties, and He will guide you, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, for joining us on the talk show,
You're
inshallah.
Welcome,
dear viewers, thank you very much. Jazakallah khair wa afia. May Allah bless you, accept all of your worship, and accept all of your commemorations in the memory of the shahadat, the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his family, and his companions in these blessed months of Muharram and Safar. Fi amanillah.